This podcast is sponsored by TNT Sports. This isn't just sport, this is everything.
This is a Global Player original podcast.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 Thang.
Welcome to the 4 till 7 Thang podcast. We are back from our holidays. I have to say, we've been on cracking form this week.
Oh, yes.
Yes, the energy's been lovely.
Sunti, you seem to be in a good place.
Yes, lovely. Yeah, well, I had a break from you both.
Yes, you have, yes.
She's had a rest.
Boy.
Wow.
Hold that.
Offered to me.
Right, yeah. Exactly. Not only that, but she was on breakfast too.
Yeah, you were, yeah.
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 I felt a bit cheesed off about that.
Sorry.
No, it was. It's just you're our newsreader. We wouldn't get Dom in here.
You could.
I mean, it wasn't like watching Zola play for Tottenham or anything like that, but it was...
God.
Wasn't good.
Yeah,
because it's a sister show.
Yeah,
but I just or brother's show. But it's I just suddenly thought, you know, you really are there for the highest bidder, aren't you?
Yeah, if I get paid, I'll go work.
A media tart.
Yep, that's me.
You are Radio X's resident harlot.
you're like a hip man, Sunti.
Exactly.
Sorry, hip woman.
Yeah.
You're
like the John Wick of newsreaders. Yeah,
no, she's not, though.
Will read news for cash.
Yeah, that's
basically.
Not like. No one would...
He's a hitman for hire.
Yeah, but John Wick doesn't just read the news.
Well, he takes care of business.
And go to gigs.
So does Sunti.
But you're right, it'd be a fine one if the John Wick 5 came out and they thought, no, in this one he's just going to read the paper and then he goes to a gig.
Yeah.
And really disappoint people because you don't ever see his downtime.
No, you don't.
You
that's
know, I mean,
true.
I know he drives a car around the place and
yes,
still sniffles over his missus.
Sure.
But, you know, there we go. This week, the heat is on. I go about as wrong as you can possibly go with my choice of holiday rental. With Sunti declaring at the last days of summer this week, what better time for a bit of short chat? We talked about short trousers. Mm. And the woman has... The woodman.
The woman.
The woman.
Yeah. Say the D very fast. It works, yeah.
And the woman has an it girl acting slightly eccentrically as she goes wild and parties hard in his right little slot. Just say it's got one of the best quotes ever by one of your heroes. It's really worth listening out for this bit of the hero because she says something
it's so
absolutely
funny.
Brilliant that I'm going to nick time and time again. It's such a good quote. I can't believe I've never heard it.
I know, me neither. It's amazing, isn't it?
I mean, it's like Dorothy Parker good.
Oh, Oscar Wilde good.
Yes, it's
fantastic.
Really
is. Yeah, yeah.
Fantastic. Do I mean Dorothy Parker?
Yes, you do.
Yes,
yeah.
I do mean Dorothy
Parker. The Vicious Circle.
It's like Mae West good.
It is. It's really funny.
It's really good. Yeah. God, let's stop talking so they can get onto it. Yeah. Enjoy.
Radio X.
Thank you so much. You know it's a bad holiday rental when you get a message before your arrival telling you there's rat poison under the sink.
Yeah, it's not
Thank
good, is
so
it?
Thank you so much. I've more of those, please. 839.
I prefer chocolates.
I prefer chocolates, yeah. Or just washing up liquid, which I didn't even have at this one. We had to go out night one and get that.
We had no loo roll in the one we just had. None. Literally none.
Do you know something? Okay, so I've turned up at this rental property.
Yeah.
You always get that person who's there to show you around.
Yes.
She was so fast. I should have been suspicious. I've got to go. I've got other properties.
Oh, really?
She was French.
Oh, really? In and out?
Yes. Because I have other outings and in-outings to do.
Okay, yeah.
She's, and I know she speaks better English than that.
She's glossing over things, is she? Right.
So we go in and she goes, air conditioning, this is the switch, and then we just move through, yeah?
Oh, you hold on a minute.
None of it worked.
You're kidding.
No. We get to the bedroom, television, she goes, the television is broken, I'm afraid.
Yeah.
We don't know why, you just stopped working. Yeah, right.
Uh-huh.
I was thinking, all right, that's good.
Okay.
She goes, here is the cot for Milton.
Okay,
She's just still in its bag.
What?
They didn't even bother setting it up. Again, red flag.
Yeah, right. You're not supposed to be doing, you know.
Yeah.
Work when you get there.
No. So that's three red flags. Anyway, there's the fourth is a missing one. So the aircon in the rooms didn't work. It was so hot at night, got the cot out, cot broken. Yeah.
Oh,
so Milton had to come in with us.
Sure.
Which was like literally 42 in the bedroom. So
right.
No aircon, quite small bed.
Three hot
and
bodies.
Child in there. Yeah. Who, whenever that happens, only wants to climb on my back. So now I can't see something. If I roll around, I'm going to crush him. You know, with this body.
Yeah, right.
You know?
Right.
Literally.
A precious little backpack.
Yeah, right.
Of heat.
If I wanted to do that, I'd sling it. I should have put him in the backpack. An armoured backpack.
Yeah, right.
Anyway, I it's just so hot. And normally he likes to go see, we watch a bit of telly.
Yeah.
So we didn't have that option either in the room.
Man.
So watching on a tiny phone, a really hot bedroom. I got two other mates staying there. We had a really good time last time. It was only because we melted the table at the last place.
Right.
Which incidentally looked like wicker. I didn't realise it was plastic, whereas we wouldn't have put the candle on it.
Yeah, yeah. Fair play.
Sorry, different story.
Yeah, yeah.
And so everyone's hot. Like, all I can hear in the other rooms is all our other guests we might have just walking around like, just get some water
while
you're
so
up.
It's so hot.
Get some
is
water
there any
while
ice?
Get some water while you're up there.
Yeah.
Don't turn the light on. It'll add to the heat. There's no fans. Nothing. All the aircon's putting out is damp.
Oh, no.
And then the worst thing is, right, the pillows.
Yeah.
I know this sounds petty.
Go on.
The pillows, they're just cushions with no pillow covers on. They're just with those. They're just foam, but
with a stout material.
No, with that horrid sort of thin material, the one that's like tea bag.
Oh no!
You know, they're run on really cheap cushions.
Right.
They're like you thought fire departments outlawed years ago.
Tell me they had feathers in them at least.
No, they didn't.
Was it broken up bits of old foam thing?
Yes.
Yeah.
Foam nuggets.
Ear crusher.
Yes.
Yeah.
It just feels
you
like
woke up with a crushed ear.
Yes.
Yeah.
I've still got a bad neck.
Oh, no.
And the thing is, as well, you really do walk the pillow when you're hot as well.
Yeah, you work it hard. There's no cold spot. Yeah.
Last day.
Yeah.
This is your fault because you weren't here yesterday.
Why?
Because originally the aircon people were going to come on Thursday. But we arranged our day out.
Right.
Well, you should have stayed in. Then you'd have had she said, then you'd have had two nights with air conditioning.
Oh, man.
No, that's not. You should have come here and waited for them.
Yeah, right.
I can't be here at 1 o'clock.
Yeah, yeah. It's too hot. Couldn't stay in the house.
How much do you like a cold?
Oh, God.
6 days we went without it.
You kidding?
She came in for the last night. She says, nobody else has complained. I was thinking, right. Rubbish. That is rubbish.
That's rubbish. It was brutal hot.
The aircon guy did it, had to re-gas them.
And what was it like afterwards? Was it like, this is what it could have
been? Oh, honestly, we're just acting like people who just discovered the wheel. It was crazy. Thank you so much. You know you're in a bad holiday rental when the owner disguises himself as the pool boy to keep an eye on you. I think this the woman who pretended to be the ref, I think she might be the owner.
Sneaky,
I noticed this is another sign as well.
Right.
You know it's a bad holiday rental when every sink, when there's pages ripped out of the visitor's book, but when all the entries that are positive are in vaguely similar handwriting.
Oh, no.
And also a similar sort of turn of phrase.
Literally had ripped pages out.
Yes, yes.
Oh.
83936, please. You know you're a bad holiday rental when Scott in Banstead says another holiday-making family's already in it. Yeah, right.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
Radio X.
Do you know what the most annoying thing about the villa I just left was?
Go on.
I really just wanted to put all the food down the gobbler that was in there that we had left so that no one benefited. Do you know what? There wasn't a gobbler. Who wouldn't have a gobbler in
Spain? What's a gobbler?
You know, the
food disposal thing.
Oh, food disposal.
Yeah, who wouldn't have that in Spain? I mean, who wouldn't have that? Mm. So you just got anything. And the worst thing is...
In the 40-degree bins outside.
No, the dustbins were down the hill.
Yeah, right. So it's a bit of a schlep.
Yeah, but I sort of spent a lot of my holiday kind of loading. I was sort of thinking, yeah, what a break this is. As I loaded up the back of the... Incidentally...
And you've usually got to get past some old stray dog that's...
There's always a dog by the bins.
Yeah. Did rent a Ford Focus, thinking that's going to be big enough. And certainly that's only because that was the replacement. It's in the same category.
Yeah, of course.
Replacement.
Needless to say, it was a northern lady down at the rental place in Sotta Grande.
What had you hoped for?
It's comparable.
Comparable.
It's not comparable. I wanted a Merc. It's my holiday. It's comparable.
It's in
not
the same
comparable.
Category.
Yeah. Yeah. And so she says, but we don't have that either.
Right, nice.
We've got an old Opel.
an Opel Manta.
I said, well, I'm going to be really interested to know how they mark this one up on the map of scratches here.
Yeah, right.
You should just mark the areas that aren't scratched.
Yes.
Easier.
In the end, I managed to negotiate a Ford Fiesta, which I then had to load up with rubbish every day, so it stank.
Oh.
To take it down, as the lady told me, who was the one who broke the news about the broken TV and said the air conditioning was working when it wasn't.
Yeah.
It was down near the highway. What highway?
Which way?
There's loads of roads down there. So I ended up driving around for hours with a boot full of rubbish. Until this bloke came out, really tanned up, with loads of jewellery on, tattoos, yeah. wraparounds.
Sure,
stepped
yeah.
out of his house looking really shifty
yeah.
in this remote Spanish estate.
Yeah.
I've gone, perdón, hablo inglés. And he looked at me, sort of narrowed his eyes. And then he looked around as if to say, are there more of them? You know, as I say, is this...
Are we being invaded?
Am I nicked?
Yeah.
Looks like he's possibly been hiding there since the late 70s.
Easily, yeah.
So shifty, didn't say anything. And he's gone, I go, no, I was just looking for the place where the bins are. He goes, just drive up the track up there.
Yeah, and he had a really deep tan.
Really deep tan. Really, really northern. He took the track up there.
You'll find it right there.
Hotels. I said, no, that's fine. That's fine. I said, of course you speak English.
Yeah.
And he of course. Just, no, he didn't say anything more. He just stared me out from behind his wraparounds.
Leave now.
He's wearing wraparounds. He had hair like sort of... I don't know, he had hair like a kestrel.
Did he?
What?
I didn't know whether... hair like a kestrel, white hair.
Wow.
And hair like a sort of... I didn't know whether to sort of say goodbye or go, Kez. And sort of pull him onto my gauntlet.
He's obviously a Yorkshireman. Yeah. I mean, that's amazing.
Kez. His wife called and he fluttered upstairs.
Onto her hand.
And then his electric gate shut really quickly to hide his new-looking jag.
Wow. He had in there. Mm.
Anyway, so that's how I spent a lot of the holidays, just getting rid of rubbish. And as I did, I was thinking, it's like the worst night.
Wow.
Rubbish is out there. There's no gobbler.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sweaty logistics most of the time.
And then she said there's a nice path down to the bridge, down to the beach.
Okay. Yeah.
It's what he said in the thing. You just follow the nice, there's a little walkway down to it. Walkway?
Was it like doing selection at SAS?
No, it's a bridge 1 foot wide across a dual carriage. In fact, more than a dual carriage, three lanes. So six lanes in all.
Oh, beautiful.
No, one of the people I was with is really monumentally scared of heights. We went for a walk down to the beach. I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
We're having to go back to check where we've progressed across this bridge.
Oh, man.
He reckons he was glad he wished he just...
the bridge?
High.
Really high.
High. I mean, honestly.
Yeah.
I've been through special forces selection and that person who was a bit... might have even been me. I did that thing where you look straight ahead. Just look ahead. I was walking on a bridge like it was a tightrope.
This podcast is sponsored by TNT Sports, the ultimate home for sports fans. And I'm what you call a sports fan, an enthusiastic devotee of sports. All sports, really, not just the beautiful game. I like the more aesthetically challenged ones as well, like rugby or boxing. Whatever the sport, the highs, the lows, the joy, the pain, the rivalry with friends and family, that sense of anticipation just before the bell, the whistle, the ladies and gentlemen. It's what brings us together as fans, what unifies us, what keeps us coming back for more. This isn't just sport, this is everything. Stream TNT Sports on Discovery Plus or watch TNT Sports channels on BT, Sky and Virgin Media. Subscription required, age 18 plus, T's and C's apply.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
Radio X.
Hey, guys.
Yes.
You know you're in a bad holiday rental when...
Go on.
The taxi driver tells you breezily... You can see it from the airport at night by the lights of the crane towers.
Lovely.
Sorry, tower cranes. Oh, that's nice, isn't it? Mm. What have you seen there since?
You know it's a bad holiday rental when the family in the villa next door are using your pool because you didn't read the advert properly and it's shared. That's Nathan of Wrexham.
Thank you very much.
That's lovely,
I love
isn't
this.
It?
How about this one? This is so I'm rubbing it in.
Mm.
You know it's a bad holiday rental when you're greeted by a bottle of Moet on arrival when the listing photos clearly show a bottle of Verve.
Oh.
And incidentally, it is pronounced Moet.
Unless there's more than one bottle.
It's not Moet.
No, right? It's not.
It's not French.
It's Moet.
It's Moet. It's German. It's got an umlaut and everything.
Absolutely, yeah.
Don't ever go Moet, all right? That's Emma tonight.
Yeah.
You know it's a bad holiday rental when the visitor's book has been signed by John Simpson and Kate Adie.
That's great.
The pillows in the jeet I stayed in smelled of meat.
Oh. This warm, is my favourite one.
Warm ham, to be precise. Oh. In 37 degree heat, it was all I could do not to vomit. Listen, if it had been 37 in my bedroom, I'd have gone, oh, suddenly, you get, I wasn't even getting a breeze. There was no breeze in there. Bad holiday when you arrive in your... This is a hotel.
Mm.
In Sri Lanka, and they close steel gates behind you and padlock you in for your own safety. I hate anything they do just for your safety. Yeah. I don't like that at all. Gav, what do you got?
You know, it's a bad holiday let when the comments in the visitor's book all point to the same issue and even the owner jokes about it.
What? What issue?
Don't bother flushing the toilet.
Oh.
Nigel Barnsley, hey, at least there was no wildfires, Johnny. Exactly right. Thank you, Nigel. That's a really good point. Yeah, we weren't sort of surrounded by that. Although, I get the feeling that, you know, the area we were in Spain and the sort of... just all these people just kept coming out who just look like criminals or very elderly Germans.
Mm.
You're sort of thinking, I wouldn't like to see who turns up at Reinhardt's 100th if they hold it. The sort of memorabilia he'll have on the wall.
The songs.
Where he's been hiding out since... where he's been holed up since 45. It was that kind of area, believe me. There's all these sort of people who didn't seem to know each other terribly well.
Yeah, no one's very friendly.
Anytime a garage door opened, you're going past, the garage door just went down again.
Yeah, only ankle height ever.
Yeah.
Straight back down.
Faces peeping out. Yeah. It was quite weird.
Yeah,
everyone
right.
was like that. It was like sort of, you know, there's, you know, the weatherman and weatherwoman, and one, when one's out, the other one
is. Clock,
you know,
yeah.
There's weather things.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, not that you're thinking of the cuckoo clock, but
sure,
it's not.
Yeah, yeah.
There used to be weather. Do you remember the weather?
Yeah.
Those weird weather people.
Mm.
Who are those weather people?
Well, it's someone who's trying to avoid his wife, or vice versa.
Yes.
Of course.
Yeah, it's never both together,
yes,
is
that,
it?
That's what
enjoying
it,
a nice time together.
That's what it imprints. That's how it influences you, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It makes the young think, ah. Anyway. That's what every single neighbour was like. There's never two out at the same time. You know it's a bad holiday rental when the washing that was accidentally in the washing machine before going to sleep on your first night is not there when you wake up.
Oh,
that's
doors
terrifying.
That were unlocked on the ground floor are now locked. And all my wife's birthday cards have been moved overnight. Owner was a bit quirky and lived next door. Had let herself in as we slept.
No.
Valencia, no. 2016.
Spooky.
At least she wished my wife happy birthday the next day without us telling her beforehand.
Yeah.
Wow, she removed the birth.
That's a
really,
red flag.
I got to say, Sean in Oxford, that is really sinister.
Radio X.
A slice of Queen Victoria cake.
Mm.
But this is Queen Victoria's wedding cake from 1840. A slice of it is up for sale.
You're kidding.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Is it still edible? Is it one of those?
183 years old.
I know fruit cake stays well preserved,
it's
but
got
that long.
Brandy all the way through.
Easy, guys. One at a time. I've never known you get so excited,
oh,
a pair of you.
It's cake.
It's cake.
Old
and booze.
Would you?
Cake.
Okay, here's my question to you.
God.
Okay. Look.
It's boozy cake.
Boozy cake.
183-year-old slice of Queen Victoria's wedding cake goes on sale today.
Yeah.
Estimate of £300 by the auctioneer Burns, Hampton and Littlewood of Exeter.
Right.
A small auction house.
Yeah. Come on.
It's a chunk of plum cake.
Yeah.
It belonged to Patrick Fraser Tytler, a historian. It's in its original wrapping in a box inscribed Queen's Bridal Cake, Buckingham Palace, February 10th, 1840. Do you know what? I wasn't even aware Buckingham Palace was actually finished then, so there we go. But anyway, someone's bought it, £300.
Yeah.
If it was a mate of yours, would you have a bite?
Yes, I would, yeah.
Why?
Because it's like Christmas pudding, and that stuff lasts about 700 years.
No, but it's not going to last that long.
Yeah, but I'm the last person to have had some cake at the party.
What about you? Who was the last person to finish his cake? What about you? So, would you take a bite?
Yeah.
Would you?
Yeah.
Just a little nibble.
Just a little nibble.
You've had some, yeah.
A little bit of that.
I mean, there's no mould on it, is there?
No, because it's all alcohol.
Exactly.
I'm not so sure.
Have a nice cup of tea.
I'm not so sure. Wouldn't mind a bottle of the brandy they had there. And certainly I don't have any of the spirits they had around. I don't know, you know. And what do you do with it when friends come around? Look at that cake. Look at that. Look, you see my cake?
Johnny Vaughan.
Radio X.
Right, do you want some stories?
Yeah. Yes.
Quickly. John, pad.
A strange auction item you mentioned.
Okay, quickly. Pad.
Other than the Queen Victoria's cake.
Okay, first up, police charge on the miners during the Battle of Orgreave appalled the Queen's way back in the miners' strike.
Yeah.
In the days of, well, it's like 82. Mid-80s. 84.
Right.
Mm.
So it's a terrible crash, a terrible clash between the police and the miners.
Yeah.
And the police were wielding batons and charging on horses and doing it. And it says here the Queen was appalled. She was horrified.
Yeah, right.
Well, you're sort of thinking, well, she's not really thinking, I thought it was marvellous.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that'd be a weird reaction, wouldn't it?
Those brave men on horseback.
Right, yeah.
Charging us. I mean, she's not a...
It had her name on the helmet.
Really,
I'll tell you, everyone in Britain thought it was, apart from Mrs. Thatcher.
We didn't really need to clarify that.
No, you know, but it's nice that she had a position on it.
She wasn't cheering.
Oh, Queen thought it was smashing. Took her back to...
Go on, boys.
Yeah, she wasn't cheering it on.
The Light Brigade, it wasn't.
No.
Okay, next up.
Go on.
Urban sparrows make better dads than their country cousins.
Oh,
urban sparrows.
Urban sparrows. Great name for a band.
Great name for a band.
New research has revealed, despite being more aggressive in defending their territory.
Yeah.
Hey, come out of here.
Is that what bird song is? It's birds going, hey.
Hey. The dawn chorus. Hey. Shat it. Anyway, shat clear or gutcha.
Good.
Anyway, they've done some research and they found out that they, despite being more aggressive in defending their territory, city sparrows still find more time to visit and feed their young.
Oh. Nice Sunday
roast.
They
don't have to go so far.
Always round the dance for a nice Sunday. What I'd like to see is to take the urban sparrow into the countryside to see if they... When we're out in the country, though, a bit more relaxed.
Yeah.
We've got a caravan out there.
With the country sparrows treating them with scorn.
Yes.
Mm.
Yeah, you don't know much, do you?
Yeah, look at that. come inside, kids. All protective. At the country, we just let them run wild.
Yeah.
Okay, get this.
Go on.
Last one up for you. Mm. Anyway, I'm just saying incomplete research until you've taken them swapped.
Yes.
To see if it's just environment.
Yeah, right.
And that's behaviour that's just environment. And that's it. Something that's actually urban. See what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah.
A six-wheel, eight-seat car built from wood.
What? Sorry, say that again.
What?
What could be more stupid?
What?
A six-wheel...
Six-wheeled.
Eight-seat car.
Seats.
Yeah.
Built from wood.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Is up for sale $3,000 in auction.
Why? Why would anyone...
The motor was handmade by a teacher in the 80s,
uh-huh.
Based on a DIY kit.
Wow.
Oh, God.
It was called, originally the car was called the Hustler.
I'm looking it up now. I've got to look
this
up.
I need to see this.
And it was fewer than 100 were built.
Really?
And I've got to say, rightly so. Can you imagine the
like
damage?
A weird little minivan.
Yeah, but the damage if a wooden car is involved in an accident.
Yeah.
I mean, metal's bad enough, but the splinters.
Oh, my God, it's very boxy.
Oh, my God, it really looks like how you'd imagine a wooden car
It
would
looks
look.
Like a Flintstones car.
Yeah.
Does it?
Yeah, it really does. Yeah,
but it's anyway, just a boxy... There's one up for grabs for $3,000.
It's like it's been
imagine
creative.
One of those lean-to orangeries you see on the back of a house with wheels on it.
Yes.
But now imagine one of those orange, those lean to oranges.
Gazebo
thing. But now imagine it moving at 70 miles an hour. Yeah, right.
X.
Looking for ways to use less fuel? At Esso, we can help. Small changes we can make today can start to help win the energy challenges we all face. Like your choice of fuel, making the fuel you buy go further, and even finding alternatives to using it in the first place. We call this thoughtful driving. The journey won't be easy, but we want to start it with you. Not what you're expecting to hear from a fuel company. Well, at Esso, we think it's time that changed. Search Esso Thoughtful Driving for changes we can all start to make today.
Radio
X.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
In the Merchant Navy, right?
Yeah.
It strikes me as if you're on one of those, if you get the right gig,
right.
It's a cushy number.
It could be, yeah, it looks that way. Yeah.
When you're on one of those huge tankers or those huge, what are you going to do?
Right.
There's no rigging, is there?
No.
They've got to get up on a rigging and do sails and
There's
stuff.
No rigging, no.
No, they look like they get a nice little cabin each.
Yeah. Defo,
quite
yeah.
a cushy little cabin.
Defo, yeah.
Plenty of sunbathing. Some of them have got, like, they've got, like, literally spas on board.
They've got sat-nav as well. They don't even have to do all the clever...
Nothing.
...navigation right. or anything. It's just...
Well, I gather the oil ones, they're a bit funny about smoking.
Oh, really?
But I bet there's still an area.
There's an area.
Because crude can't... You can't light oil. It's vapour.
Right.
You're in trouble with.
Yeah,
so
yeah, of course. Yeah,
you've got
yeah.
Also, plus you can just smash into all those containers and stuff. And a lot of them make so much money out of drug smuggling.
Sure.
I mean, literally, and there's not a chance of getting caught. Like, none.
That's right. Huge quantities.
Yes, yeah, steaming. To, anyway, get this, right? To yeah. add to the greatness of life on there.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. A long... No, I'm not saying drugs money, but literally, they're not going to get caught. They're yeah. going, they go through the Panama Canal. They can get out for a bit. You know, go
it's
for
a diplomatic pouch the size of a warehouse.
They yeah. go for a run ashore.
Yeah.
Meet their contact, Manuel, in a bar or whatever, and that's it. I mean, who's going to find, like, a couple of kilos of something, whatever,
yeah.
on a ship that size?
Not happening.
Yet. Arrive in Holland, yeah. boom.
You're made for life.
Arrive in Rotterdam. Hello, Ed. Here you go. Anyway, a long queue of ships.
Yeah.
This must be so cushy. It's a lovely part of the world, yeah?
Right.
Yeah.
Get this. A long queue of ships has formed at the Panama Canal, prompting fears of rising prices for grain and commodities as a drought restricts the number of vessels allowed through. So
the water's a bit low, is it?
Oh, right. yeah. They've right. got 160 ships there. Some have had to queue for up to 21 days.
Ooh.
Cushy.
What, in that beautiful weather?
Cushy.
Can't go anywhere, can't do anything.
Utterly. We better go ashore and get some food. Away they go. Ashore they go. Someone picks them up. Having to do that. We better just relax. We'll just go back.
Some dancing.
Air-conditioned cabins.
Some back fresh prawns.
Okay, there's a fine line between that and just going on a Caribbean cruise.
Yeah. Not bad.
Well, think you don't need as many eggs, obviously.
No. Also, they have to go. You don't need as many eggs. But you have to go and probably get eggs.
That's definitely.
We better go on an egg run. We're off on an egg run.
Egg requisitioning.
You just went on an egg run.
Yeah,
we ate
Panama.
A lot of eggs yesterday. We need
100,
to go back.
Yeah, we're going on an egg run to Colombia.
And do you do a big wink when you say egg run?
Yes. Yeah. Let's loop back round to Colombia.
Another egg run, sir.
We're going on another egg run, sir.
If you catch my drift.
Yeah, I'm afraid, sir, it appears the lads are all out of eggs. You can't.
They get through a lot of eggs.
No, they are.
As you know, Captain.
All out of egg and chicken, mind. And I bet when you're waiting there, yeah? I bet there is the odd. I know you're probably not meant to be fresh, you're not meant to drink.
Yeah, yeah. yeah.
But I bet there's moments when the captain looks at them and goes, oh, go on.
Well, you must
definitely.
Have days off. You can't
yes.
be working 24/7, 7 days
exactly
a week.
Right.
You have off days.
But just to get them out from under his feet.
Yeah.
yeah. When they're
like
tired.
Naughty children.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure there as well, they have their own cabins. They're not hot bunking.
No, they're not hot bunking.
Well, they're
the
probably
crew.
Are as well. Yeah. But there's only... I mean, you're floating around there. There's only so many, you know, nights where, seemingly, if you look at the documentaries, everybody dresses up as Cher or Dolly Parton.
Right, yeah.
For one of those party nights when they
definitely,
cross the international,
yeah, yeah.
whatever it is.
Oh, yeah, it's like a big club night across all those boats.
You're exactly
yeah.
right. Oh, they're probably going between boats, shouting, have you got any eggs?
Eggs ahoy!
We're all out of eggs, lads!
Radio X.
Gav,
mm-hmm.
So I'm between cars at the moment.
You are, yes. You've ended a lease and you're about to begin a new one.
Yeah. Even though I got the email today advising me that now my lease purchase has gone, my lease payment's going through for this month. I was
right.
like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Apparently that one's just for parking fines.
What, you lease your
no,
parking
No,
fines?
When they notify me of a yeah. parking fine they've received in my name, I also get charged for that. I was like, hello.
Yes.
Yeah, I also get told by whatever district council it is. Anyway, so I'm between cars at the moment, so I hauled my old classic.
The old Mazda out.
Yeah, I've had it for...
You got the Mazda out!
Yeah, I've had it for 20 years. Since 2001, it's done 16,000 miles, yeah?
Yeah.
The buttons have gone so sticky and decayed. Yeah.
So this is a 90s Italian sports car.
No, it's
car.
It's a turn of the century.
Is it? Okay. And it, the buttons, the rubber on the dashboard buttons have gone sticky.
It's very common with Ferraris and Maseratis. Yeah, it's gone sticky. It perishes. Right. So it's gone sticky. Luckily, there is a company in Czech, because this is such a specific problem, there's a company in the Czech Republic that can handle
it. In the Czech Republic?
Yeah, you just merely get a guy. I've just spoken to a Ferrari Maserati space. The car's worthless.
Yeah,
it's worth nothing.
Yeah.
And despite the fact, I think it's the most beautiful car ever made because of the rear lights are really lovely on it.
It's got the hockey stick lights.
The hockey stick rear lights that they had to remodel because they weren't up to standard in America.
Right.
Safety standards. I was thinking, some of their custom cars.
I know.
I was real surprised that one. Anyway, so there's a company in Czech Republic that can, you send off all the buttons. I'm thinking that's the air vents, the top of the steering wheel.
Everything
is sticky. Yeah. The inside of the car is like a massive boiled sweet.
Oh, no.
It is. I'm not kidding. They're like buttons. It's like so literally someone's just sucked a bag of Murray Mints and just shoved them behind.
Stuck them all over the dashboard.
Everything you touch, your fingers are all sticky. You can't touch.
Everything's made of Werther's.
You sort of touch a piece of paper afterwards. You can't get it off your hand. It's just mad. Anyway, so
There must be a guy in a shed somewhere in the UK.
Or something you can just spray on it.
That's what I thought. Just freeze
the point center.
I thought, I bet it's going to be clear nail varnish.
It always is.
No, it's not. It will come through. It'll come through. They sit on all these things. In fact, they've got a 550 Ferrari, only 2 years old. It's already doing it. It's left in the sunshine.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's going to take 8 weeks and they're going to send it away. But, I want today, that was my first problem. I wanted to deal with that.
Yeah.
So I've gone to the first garage to do that.
Right.
And I've gone to the second place. Yeah. Sorry. Hang on a second. I wanted to mend the air conditioning because at the moment it's just giving me hot air fresh off the engine.
Right. Okay. Just like the apartment you had on holiday.
Yeah, right. I've got more air conditioning problems. I know, I can't believe it.
Right.
So hot in there.
Yeah, really hot. Well, the engine's right in your face.
Yeah, you're literally sitting below the engine.
Yeah,
the engine's
there.
And you're really aware of that.
It's like being in a Spitfire.
Anyway, if you look at what I'm wearing today,
Oh, yes, you've got a light blue polo shirt on. And a dark blue trouser.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, I thought it was fair enough. Quite summary.
Yeah.
No, you're just like a manager if you go down a quick fit.
Oh, no.
Do you know what? I actually said that when you showed me what you were wearing. I said, you look like you work there.
There's nothing wrong with that, but it's really annoying if you've got to hang out there for 45 minutes while your car's being regassed.
Right.
And there's a few angry customers going, I'll speak to the manager, and pointing to me. I'll go, stop me.
It's not
me.
Going,
well, what? What, you're not interested?
Oh, that's so
You
awkward.
Should have just abused them, pretended
thinking,
to work
well, what
there.
What do I do? I've got now things to do in Tooting when your air con's dead.
Yeah.
So I was just sort of strolling around against sandwich shops. I had my hair cut yesterday, so I couldn't do that.
Right.
So that's when I called up the people about the sticky buttons.
Okay, right. Make a few inquiries.
Right, pulled up. I couldn't do that. I spoke to the guy, but that's a dead loss. Anyway, I went back for the aircon, and it won't work still. There was no gas in there.
Right.
But despite the fact it's regassed, which actually, thank you very much, QuickFit, they don't charge you for it if it doesn't work afterwards.
Oh, that's good.
That's good.
That's nice, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
If I'd known that, I'd put a hidden kill switch. So you drive off and go, ha ha ha. But the car seems to do that automatically.
Can you fix your aircon or is that kaput then?
No, the same people who can do the buttons are going to take a look at that now.
Apparently there's a guy up near Durham that do what he calls the wine gum buttons.
Do
That's
they?
From Big
wine
Jim.
Gum buttons.
Big Jim in Durham.
Do they?
This is a company in Italy.
Yeah. But are they going to laser etch them like they will do,
in the Czech Republic?
Yeah, don't mess around there. Anyway, I don't know. The point is, it just lives in an underground garage. It's done 16,000 miles since 2001. And I just think, is it any of it worth it? Maybe I'll just let it turn into one big wine gum.
X. Looking for ways to use less fuel? At Esso, we can help. Small changes we can make today can start to help win the energy challenges we all face. Like your choice of fuel, making the fuel you buy go further, and even finding alternatives to using it in the first place. We call this thoughtful driving. The journey won't be easy, but we want to start it with you. Not what you're expecting to hear from a fuel company. Well, at Esso, we think it's time that changed. Search Esso Thoughtful Driving for changes we can all start to make today.
Radio X. Johnny Vaughan.
Every single day of the week, we wouldn't furnish with a hero. Today, he's promised us an it girl who really, really is a hard act to follow.
Oh, absolutely. So the hero today, Johnny, is Alice Roosevelt. She was Theodore Roosevelt, President Theodore Roosevelt's daughter.
Teddy.
Yeah. She was born in 1884. She lived till 1980. She lived to 96. Absolutely amazing. She was a writer and socialite, and I'd add eccentric too, but for the time. So she was born in 1884 in New York City.
Because he lost a daughter.
I don't know.
Yeah, he did.
He had Alice, was his first daughter, with his first wife, Alice. And then she died just after the birth, and he married again, a woman called Edith Caro, and they had four more kids.
So right.
She had a stepmom and four step-siblings.
Right, because at the time, he said a lovely, one of the most moving speeches about that I've ever heard, about one of his daughters. He felt that the son had left his life forever. Oh. It was his heartbreaking speech, but carry on, Gav.
But from day one, Alice did her own thing. When Teddy was governor of New York, before he was president, him and Edith, her stepmom, were going to send her to a strict boarding school. And she said, if you send me, I will humiliate you.
Nice.
I will do something to shame you. It worked. At 17, she became famous when he took office in 1901. She wore a dress in a colour that became known as Alice Blue. But she liked to party. She loved to break the norms of the day. Remember, this is 1901, long before the days of Sunter Templeton.
Right.
All right. This is a different era.
Yeah.
So one Paris newspaper totted up her social diary over a 15-month period. She attended 407 dinners, 350 balls, and 300 parties.
Yes.
Wow.
That's three events almost a day for 450 days.
But Gav, our own Nicky Haslam, the interior designer, and bon viveur in London, he once realised when he was ill once that he'd been out every night for 38 years.
It's insane, isn't it? She smoked cigarettes in public. She drove her own car. She wore trousers. She also told dirty jokes.
These things don't seem that wild these days.
Not now, but this because now is the time of Sunter Templeton, is different. Right. She told dirty jokes. She wore a wide-brimmed hat when she was around Lyndon Johnson because she didn't want him to kiss her.
Right,
and
nice.
She told him.
Brilliant.
She was seen placing bets with bookies, and she was described as a young wild animal that's been put into good clothes.
Nice.
She was famously said, if you can't say something good about someone, sit right here by me.
That's great stuff. Gav, you've won. That's it.
She stayed out night with her pet snake, Emily Spinach, curled around her arm. She once put a drawing pin on a pompous Washington congressman's chair who, quote, went off like the ball from the cannon.
Nice.
When President Roosevelt was asked to do something about her behavior, because she would just walk into the Oval Office whenever she wanted, he said, I can either run the country or I can attend to Alice. I can't do both.
Wow.
She lived to 96.
How about that?
Absolutely amazing.
I love that line.
Love it.
If you haven't got anything good to say to someone, sit next to me.
Come and sit next to me.
Let's have a chat.
Let's salute Alice Roosevelt.
Alice Roosevelt, Johnny Vaughan, 4 till 7. Fang! We salute you. Thank you very much indeed, Woodman. He was a great man, Theodore Roosevelt.
He was.
He was a great man.
Yeah, he was.
Radio X.
We love trouser talk on the 4 till 7 thing.
Mm.
But if those trousers are not as long as normal, then it's time for a little bit of short chat.
Short chat.
Short chat. Short chat. Short chat. Not my time.
Slightly flat.
Not my time. Okay, the weather is just about good enough for you to get your legs out. I've got a new short strategy I adopted this year.
Go on.
No shorts. I just wear swimmers.
Oh, I see.
I'm swimming shorts. Just swimmers.
It's quite handy.
Otherwise, what, you're going to change into some other shorts?
Well, especially when it's really hot, they pretty much dry.
In Spain, I don't walk around London in swimmers. I don't wear shorts around London.
Right.
You get to a certain age.
Shorts in the city.
Yeah, never. Or
shorts in the city.
No, never.
Shorts in the city.
Also, I've been slightly put off shorts anyway because I watched a rerun of the Sopranos.
Yeah,
and it's when Carmine points out to Tony the Don doesn't wear shorts.
Yeah, right. And he's always wearing them around the pool.
By the way, I'm not talking about like the Don, but ever since I thought that, I sort of just it's something about just sort of feeling suddenly too old for shorts.
Yeah,
it's like you get to an age where you. I mean, aside from for sport.
Right.
But just a short.
Sure. You think there's an age where it's got to be slacks?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, you hit the slacks age.
Yeah, I mean, I've got my legs are, I mean, let's face it, they're a pair of eye catchers.
Sure.
They're real head.
Sure.
They're head turners.
Sure.
I've got a couple of head turning calves.
You have, yeah, yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
Bless the cow that raised them calves.
You're right, Mum. You've got your lifting shorts.
I've got my lifting shorts.
You have got your lifting shorts.
Most of the shorts I wear, let's face it, if I wore them around town, I'd be arrested.
You would, yeah, yeah. Especially with your legs, yeah.
Yeah. It's ridiculous. No, not only that, just everything, the whole package.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
The whole package would look illegal.
It would, yeah.
And actually, it is technically, because a lot of the stuff I do pump into myself to achieve these kind of gains is illegal.
A man who's got his own opera trousers doesn't mess around with legs like yours.
It doesn't, exactly. It's an opera trouser.
Oh, sorry, sorry.
Singular. Anyway, so this year I decided if I'm out and about on holiday, I'll just wear my swimmers.
Sure.
Right.
Which I get from a Brazilian company. which don't stop sending emails.
Are they still on you?
So I resubscribe in about May.
Right.
Because I just can't take a winter of it, of them bringing out a new pattern.
Yeah, right.
But they're really good. They haven't got that mesh that is unkind to the buttock.
Sure.
Right.
Oh, yes. Yes.
You know, the lining.
Tea bag stuff.
Yeah, and it just, for some reason, it just feels like you've literally just got an army of midges that's decided to wage war on the buttock.
Yes.
As you sit there after a swim, I can't stand it. You're sitting there thinking, what is going on down there?
Yeah, why don't they just use a decent wool or something? I mean, mad.
Right. Yes.
You know,
yes.
A proper woven.
No, but it's a nylon mesh. I tell you who's a killer for that. It's a Ralph Lauren ones. Don't touch those.
Oh, really?
Don't touch them, Gav.
They give you itchy buttocks.
Well, these days, your swimmers' options are really narrowed down.
Sure.
Mm. You got, ever since David Cameron wore the All the Bar Brown ones,
right.
That's ruled those out.
Of course.
Tony Blair took out Vilbrequin. So you've got to go with
heard of any of these. No.
Never go for a logo on a swimmer.
Right.
Ever. Ever.
Right.
Right.
Ever.
Go off-piste, brand-wise. Yeah.
Anyway, shorts defined, a short trouser. Pretty well. I've got a longer definition. It's a short trouser. Gav, you're short of choice. Do you wear shorts? You've got very pale legs, I know.
I do, yeah. Well, I mean, I was away on holiday. I was wearing some blue cotton shorts, but they lied to me. Because they have an elasticated element, which I never use, and it made the jeans tell me I'd put weight on after
Did
the
they?
Holiday.
Yeah. Yeah.
Once I put the jeans back on.
Yeah.
Because you don't wear jeans in 40 degrees Spanish heat.
Speak for yourself. I like a sweat.
Not at midday. A midday
jean. Like I say, long trousers or swimmers.
Yeah.
There's no point with shorts.
Right, yeah.
What, because I'm going to be sitting in a car, I'm going to wear shorts.
Uh-huh. I quite like...
I wear swimmers.
A singlet with Speedos. That's quite a good look.
That's
with
nice.
Flip-flops, yeah.
That's okay. Yeah. I mean, Speedos, for me, that's a sports brand.
Uh-huh.
Dr. S, shorts? You went to Tom today, in fact.
I'm wearing some shorts under my dress today, because it's got quite a high slit on the side.
Yeah.
So I've got a pair of black cycling shorts underneath.
Right.
Just to keep them a bit more appropriate for work.
That's like an insurance short.
Yeah.
Wait a second. Is it a yoga short? I think that's a yoga short.
Yes, it could be a yoga short. It's like
but when you walked through, I did clock you.
Did you?
I clocked you. I clocked your shorts.
Just think Axl Rose.
Yes.
Early 90s.
Yes.
Those shorts.
It is. It's a Princess Diana.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, get your shorts in. Loads of you are already. Thank you so much. I'm sporting a pair of those 70s rollerblading shorts. That's feeling so
beautiful.
Absolutely beautiful.
What an image.
I've got the golf shorts on Teej, got my backside handed me on the course, Silvermere and Cobham, but my God, it was worth it for the tan line. Thank you very much. Keep your short chat coming in. We've got more of it next. Stay with us. 4-7 thing.
This summer, Esso presents Commuter Quest. Starring colleagues turned money-saving comrades, Sue from accounts, and Paul from HR.
Ugh. Should we stop for a coffee, Sue?
With big savings.
We've saved a tenner a week since we started sharing lifts, so why not?
It'd be rude not to.
Right?
And bigger belly laughs.
Is this guy with us the whole trip?
Sharing lifts makes epic trips. That's thoughtful driving. Search Esso Thoughtful Driving to find out more. Savings will vary.
Johnny Vaughan's 4-7 thing.
Radio X.
Ladies and gentlemen, defined as a garment worn over the pelvic area, circling the waist and splitting to cover the upper part of the legs, sometimes extending down to the knees but not covering the entire length of the leg. I speak, of course, of shorts. It's time for a Short chat.
Short chat.
Short chat. Short chat. So let's have some short chat. Thank you so much. Hey, TJ and the gang. Who's this? Why, it's Sean, the bearded trucker from St. Helens. Sean is sporting a multi-pocketed pair of work shorts. They aren't actually shorts. He just fashioned them from a pair of pants.
Nice.
They're complete with a slightly wobbly cut on one leg and the obligatory stray strand of fabric and teeny tiny hole in a pocket from which his small change occasionally tries to escape. Sean! What do you got there, Gav? You got any good ones?
Cobb from Royston has a decent set of navy blue Adidas shorts, two pockets, no zips, covered in red paint splatters from a job he had painting steel beams in red oxide, which his wife hates, but they're just too comfortable to get rid of.
Cobb, ladies and gentlemen. Lovely shorts, Cobb. What are you spotting coming down our short walk?
Russ in Sevenoaks says he's just popping out for a run in his ripped denim cutoffs, admitting there is more buttock on show than material. Incredible scenes.
He's actually texted that. Incredible scenes.
Incredible scenes.
That's the old David Coleman line. Russ, ladies and gentlemen. Russ. Thank you, Russ.
Beautiful story. Yep.
Johnny, short talk. This is Simon in Littlehampton who's joined our short parade. Mm-hmm. He's on the way home at the moment, but waiting for him are a pair of sky blue RLX with pink flamingo pattern shorts that'll be on in a flash once I fix a large, tall glass of gin and tonic. Simon, ladies and gentlemen.
Simon, lovely.
What do you got there, Gav?
Darren is currently wearing a blue combat short. He loves a leg pocket. However, working in the brewery where he works, he's had a hosepipe incident whilst cleaning and sprayed his lower regions, causing it to look like he's had a toilet accident.
Nice, ooh. Nice. Or is it just a cover story? And he has. Whatever, ladies and gentlemen. Darren.
Darren.
Cutting a dash, off he goes. Who's next up on our short walk? Well, I'll tell you who is. Ladies and gentlemen, would you welcome Dan of Swansea? Dan is wearing a pair of Kevin Keegan-style 80s football shorts.
Wow.
Sadly, he's now over 50. Everything's gone a bit south, and it looks like someone's put some shorts on a grandfather clock. Dan in Swansea.
Dan.
TikTok.
Johnny Vaughan.
Radio X.
4 till 7 on your Radio X. Live DJs, real music, air conditioning.
Lovely.
Lovely. Actually, we should do it so...
Yes.
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 Sharing.
Caring.
Making a difference.
No, daring. To
oh, is
be
it? Daring right. To be different.
Daring to be different.
Was it something like that?
We got it. Is it on? It's on the top of the.
Caring. Oh, daring to be different.
You see it yeah, every it's single still day. On the
it's caring, sharing,
caring, daring
to be different.
Okay, that didn't go as well as the harmonies
no.
Earlier.
Caring,
sharing.
No, that's not good.
Daring.
Oh, what a great listen that must have been.
Oh,
right, guys. A single Chinese spy. Now, as I said at the top of this hour, spying is evil if it's not us. Yeah?
Sure.
Like, yeah. It's like whacking out people.
We're allowed to spy.
Yeah, wet work.
No one else is.
Unless it's British people. It's
brutal.
Whoa. We would never do anything like that, ever. Get this, though. I really admire the Chinese for this, yeah?
Mm.
Firstly, because it says Chinese spy targets UK officials, yeah? And do you know what he's using to target them?
How did he infiltrate the system?
LinkedIn.
What?
He's using LinkedIn.
What, just asking people randomly on LinkedIn about...
The reason I love this is it's so route one. It must make everyone just think... Is it that? Is that it?
Is that easy? Yeah.
No, it's a bit like everyone got really annoyed with Graham Taylor for that Route 1 football.
Yes.
You can't just kick it up there and have them chase it and score a goal. Which actually, for a while, Man United was sort of doing.
Mm.
Okay, it was dressed up because they had some lovely wingers and whatever, but they were hoofing it.
There's points in games where every team does it.
Well, when you got that kind of pace, who wouldn't? Yeah. You got Cantona sticking on the end of it.
Absolutely.
Boom. Yeah. Anyway, get this. A single Chinese spy is using fake LinkedIn profiles to try to lure thousands of British officials into handing over state secrets in exchange for cash.
It's just that simple. It's just shopping.
What he's realised is that Britain is really corrupt at the upper echelons. He's realised, hang a second, these people who preach to us about democracy and all these things, lecturing the Chinese about it, he says, I suddenly looked at the government, I just realised they're just utterly bent. It's crazy.
There's a cost of living crisis. Yes. So,
You don't have to win. You don't have to win hearts and minds or make anyone a sort of a true believer.
Right.
You just have to give them cash.
Oh yes.
Because it's much simpler.
Well, so C-Notes, the energy company.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Water companies. Basically, this couldn't go on unless. Well, there's no one standing up for the people, Gav.
Yeah.
Not until a glorious day, comrade.
That's right.
Anyway, what I love about this is that they've just offered cash.
Hmm.
It's so simple.
It's so route one.
Go on LinkedIn, find officials, say, can we have some secrets?
Yeah.
Here's some cash.
Yeah.
What amazes me is that we used to have a joke in the security services.
Sure, yeah.
Sure.
We used to joke for years that if you really want to hold the Chinese back, give them our secrets.
Yeah.
Because they're way beyond us and have been for years.
Definitely.
So much so they've avoided war, stuff like that. Anyway, I love the fact they're just offering cash, and that's simple as
Does
that.
Does it say how much cash? I'm asking for a friend.
Good question, Sunta. Also, LinkedIn as well. He's not even travelling. He's literally just sat in a room emailing people.
Yeah, yeah. What are you going to do, Sunta? Sell them news.
What do you got, Sunta? Yeah.
You don't know what I've got.
What, cash for news?
Cash for news.
The global cash for news scandal. Well, Sunta will tell you what's coming up in the next bulletin.
Sunta Gates, they'll call it.
What are people going to do? Bet on weather.
Well, what about gig information? That's valuable.
That is good, yeah. Anyway.
I know things.
Look out for vague job descriptions, syntax errors, and profiles that lack details you can confirm elsewhere.
And also offers of cash.
Yes, I'd have said that's a bit more conspicuous,
Radio X.
So, I've got a new favourite conductor. Conductors are an eccentric mob.
They definitely are. You just got to look at their hairstyles.
Yes, look at the hairstyle, but also look at the world they're in. The conductor is, by nature, an alpha male or alpha female, but they're alpha. Mm-hmm. But they're in a world of already very competitive people within an orchestra.
Expert people.
Yes,
experts
who are high-functioning, to say the least, when you get to that level. And within every part of the orchestra, woodwind, brass, there's also competition.
Definitely,
and horrible jokes about each other.
Uh-huh.
And they loathe each other, most of
them. Sure, okay.
So anyway, so we've got to imagine most orchestras are literally a cauldron of hate.
Sure. It's like Millwall in most orchestras.
No, it's not like Millwall, because Millwall fans broadly, except within the family, they like each other.
Sure, yeah.
There's no comparison. It is like a really hateful family that's come together for a big ancestral gathering.
Yeah, yeah.
And they hate each other.
Sure.
And they're rivaling the different clans in there. Actually, I guess you're right. It's like Millwall. Anyway, so John Elliott Gardner... who, interestingly, well, we'll be the judge of that, John. He was personally chosen by the king, who's a friend, to lead the first 20 minutes of music at the coronation in May.
Oh, okay, right.
Quite a pompous chap at the very start.
Yeah, yeah.
Quite a good turn.
Uh-huh.
I thought the choir weren't as good as the main. I'm good. Let's move on.
Yeah.
So here's what's happened. They are performing a production of a Berlioz, well, the Trojans, an opera by Louis Hector Berlioz in Le Coud Saint-André, which is southeast France, which is where the composer was born.
Right.
So he's there with this orchestra, the Monteverdi. He's due to perform, incidentally, with the Monteverdi Choir at the Proms, which is why this becomes relevant, because he's coming here. And now he's suddenly a controversial figure in the world.
Because he's in the news.
Yes,
now.
He's really in the news. This is really, should we have it? I don't know. Because it's a choir he formed, he wants to conduct, and now he's looking like classic music's thug.
Oh.
Is he the bad boy of
Yeah, he is
conducting.
The bad boy. Yeah, yeah. Anyway, so it's in the grip of a heat wave. It was very hot.
Mm.
What happened was, he came... the opera singer called Thomas, his name is, he came on the wrong side for the second half.
His entrance?
Yes,
yeah.
He's an opera singer, he's performed, but
He came stage right instead of left?
He came on stage left instead of right.
Right, yeah, yeah.
And he hadn't told the conductor he was going to be doing this.
Okay.
This is William Thomas. He's 29. He's a bass. He sings bass.
Yeah, yeah.
He hadn't told him he was going to do this.
Right.
So A source involved in the performance, which also featured Gardner's Orchestra Revolutionnaire at the Romantique, said that no arrangements had been made as to how to enter the stage. The conductor confronted William Thomas after the show because he walked on the wrong. He wasn't expecting him that.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And he was carrying a half pint of beer.
Who was the conductor?
Yes.
Yeah, go on.
And he said to the bassist, "I feel like throwing this over your head."
Right.
Was his opener, because he walked on the wrong side.
Oh, my
but
God.
But apparently there was no arrangement. Thomas warned him against doing so. He said, you better be bloody careful, he said.
Right.
So Gardner then slapped the singer in the face and punched him in the mouth.
Whoa!
You are joking.
I am not.
Classical conductor froze fists.
There was a brief shouting battle, and then Thomas left with his stooges.
Good God.
Yes, he was
stooges.
Told. You've been told, yeah? How about that?
Wow. What drama.
You do not expect that. Yeah.
No, you don't.
He then said, "You've been schooled, guy."
He didn't say that.
He didn't say no.
The singer's name's Thomas. Is he Welsh?
He is Welsh,
and
yeah.
He's getting in a fight with a conductor.
Of course he is.
My God.
Yeah. Anyway, a representative of Gardner. So he slapped him, first of all. Mm. He said, "I'm tempted to pour this beer over." Just walking the wrong side. Then he punched him in the mouth.
Yeah.
Not great if you're a singer.
No.
A representative of Gardner told the Slip Disc classical music website, which first reported the incident, it was very hot. And also, I recently had adjustments in my medication. It must be the new medication, and it was very hot. And he was very wrong.
X. This summer, Esso presents Commuter Quest. Starring colleagues turned money-saving comrades, Sue from accounts, and Paul from HR.
Ugh. Should we stop for a coffee, Sue?
With big savings.
We've saved a tenner a week since we started sharing lifts, so why not?
It'd be rude not to.
Right?
And bigger belly laughs.
Is this guy with us the whole trip?
Mm.
Sharing lifts makes epic trips. That's thoughtful driving. Search Esso Thoughtful Driving to find out more. Savings will vary.
Radio X. Johnny Vaughan.
Gav, I've gone along to a local leisure centre. I'm not going to name which one.
Uh-huh.
But I'll tell you what, they are magnets for loose cannons.
What do you mean?
Just council leisure centres. They're just in South London, they're magnets for it.
What kind of loose cannonry did you
observe? There's just loose cannons in there. I just got in the foyer and already there's just two people standing there sort of staring at his counter.
Yeah.
Just standing there. I've gone in to ask about swimming lessons for Milton.
Oh, yeah.
I've gone in there and there's just one person sitting there. I'm not sure who's
working or not. Yeah, yeah.
And I say, excuse me. She's gone, do you mind? I'm helping someone. I thought, wow, I thought you were the member of the public.
Oh, she was working there?
Yes.
Asking you if you mind.
The guy was sitting there just staring. So I sort of moved away and waited and they just said nothing for about 5 minutes.
Right.
Just, that's it.
Not a lot of helping going on.
No, they were just staring. They were just in silence. So I thought, I should have a loose cannon.
That's weird.
And then so I've gone over the counter and go, no, you'll find nothing there.
What?
Right. I'm thinking I'm going over to look at some, just, you know, killing time, looking at some leaflets. No, no. I've gone, what? I just want to look at, there's nothing there.
Maybe you were the loose cannon.
I don't know. No, there is a rule about that, isn't it?
What's that?
Yeah. Well, if you wake up in the morning and you're the first person you meet, and I'm going to use very different language to how I originally heard it.
Yeah.
The first person you meet is an idiot.
Yeah.
The chances are they're an idiot.
Yeah.
If every single person you meet that day is acting like an idiot, chances are you are.
Oh, I see.
Right. Yeah. That's how I gauge it. But I started thinking I've had quite a few good encounters. So this, I know I'm on fire.
You're on firm ground.
No,
I'm
socially, I'm appealing.
Sure. You're not a loose cannon.
No, I'm not.
Do you think loose cannons can recognise each other? Because they sort of can't.
No.
The chaos ensues, doesn't it?
I think they know.
Would you think they gravitate towards each other?
They know, and they don't know if they like each other or not. It's like cats. Sometimes a cat will pass a cat, and they're like, sorry. But sometimes a cat passes a cat, and they're like,
yeah.
And sometimes they're
What's
wrong with that cat?
Yeah, right. What's the difference?
There's no reasoning.
They just, sometimes it just kicks off. It's the same, always, actually, with your partner's meeting. Your partner's meeting other friends' partners.
Right.
I just don't like her.
Yeah.
No, I don't know.
It's instant.
She just gives me that thing.
Do you know what it must be?
What?
Odour.
I don't think it's odour, Gavin.
It must be with cats and...
I think it's alcohol. Anyway, so there's a lot of loose cans around there.
Yeah.
loose cannons. I sort of think there's a couple of people just sort of sitting there just with cups of tea. Yeah. Always the mark of a loose cannon in the outside world.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
And on picking tea to drink in a leisure centre. Loose cannon.
Yeah.
But, and just hanging by the leaflets, not looking very sporting.
In that's such a thin cup, yeah.
Yeah, that's a loose cannon.
That's a loose cannon, yeah.
All these loose cannons, and I hear someone whacking this machine.
Right.
To get some drinks out, whatever it is.
Yeah.
And turn around, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. There's only two security coming who are loose cannons.
Right.
I can tell because they've got pleated. So I'm thinking we should attack the machine. So I go back to the original beer. I say, excuse me, we have not finished yet. I'm thinking, what? Sitting in silence is some kind of yoga thing. Tantric.
We're meditating.
Anyway, I'm told there is no room in the swimming pool.
Ah.
For a children's session.
But Milton's tiny.
And wait a second. That's my point. This, a friend of mine's dad always maintains that there is always room for another painting on the wall, another picture on the wall of your house. There's always room somewhere for another picture.
Yeah.
There is always room in the dishwasher for another plate.
Mm.
You can squeeze it in somewhere. There's always room. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And I would add to that, there's always room in the swimming pool for another. There's always room. You can't have full swimming pools.
No, yeah, it's impossible.
Well, you've only got to look at the splash park, see notes Tuesday, to see you can get much, you can get an infinite amount of people in any given splash park. Sure. But swimming pools, you've always got room for someone. You can't have a swimming pool that's full.
Yeah.
You know? It's like very large hotels. They're never full.
No, they're never full.
They're never full.
Ever.
Sorry, we're full. But it's 300 rooms.
It's impossible.
Well,
yeah.
It's what? There's it's nothing...
The sculptor's convention, sir.
There's nothing on.
No, that's right.
Well, you're just full. Well, 300 people decided to stay here because there's nothing going on. Yep.
It's impossible.
It's if I don't believe you. Yeah. You're a boutique hotel, I get it.
Yeah, yeah. There's only 12 rooms.
Yeah,
there's
like
they've got individual
rooms.
Names.
Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah, you're in Keith.
You're in the Forsyth room.
You're in Brunette.
Bjorn.
Cheswick. A lot of hotels, they go for that, don't they?
Sort of yeah,
like
they names do.
Also like sort of colours of corduroy and Daily Mail reader off. All right, that'll be a pair of the Keswicks. Let me have a look. We've got. I don't think we've got any more Royal Framptons.
In Coleman's.
Yeah, right. Anyway, just 83936. Where is there always more room? You know, I've got three there. There's always more room in the swimming pool. Always more room for another plate in your dishwasher. Mm. Always room on the wall for another painting.
Yep.
Please, let's run with this.
Johnny Vaughan.
Radio X.
Always more room in your kitchen bin. That's so true. It really
that is
annoys
true, yeah.
me. Vanessa throws... It's always... She's like, it's full. I'm like, it's not.
Really light.
No, that's what paper plates are for.
Yeah.
You just because our paper plate is exactly bin size.
Yeah, yeah.
So I've got loads of leftover from barbecue, so I always use that as my plunger to crush things down.
Nice.
Inside it.
Like your piston.
Right, there's always more room. Like that's exactly how I, weirdly, Gav, that's exactly how I feel my arm is when I'm pushing that plate down. I'm like a human crusher, me. Anyway, what's interesting about that text, aside from there is always more room in the kitchen bin,
yeah,
is that James is in Glastonbury, another place that sells out. And you're thinking,
yeah,
how can Glastonbury sold out?
There must be more room.
It's like saying there's no more room in a town.
You're right.
Yeah, it is. It's 250,000 people. What, two more going to make a difference, is it?
Yeah, but... Yeah.
No, no,
point.
No.
You've
got to draw the
point.
Line somewhere is the only reason why they draw a line.
Yeah. Why?
Yeah, good point.
Did they draw a line at Woodstock? No, because they weren't dairy farming breadheads.
I know. Mm-hmm. They should just be, like, free about it.
Yes, exactly right. Damn right.
And that's what it used to be like.
That's why some people take exactly that attitude when gaining illegal entrance. Yeah.
No, it used to cost £1.
It did it.
Yes. Yeah. And you also got some milk for free with that.
You got some milk?
Yeah, but now the vegans will go crazy.
In summer? Was it like warm milk?
No, it's oat milk. Okay, what else we got? Come on, guys. Focus up.
Chris in Hartshead says there's always room in your local town for another vape shop, nail bar,
that's genius.
Or Greg's.
No, Greg's, that's wrong to put Greg's in with the other two.
That's right, because Greg's are useful.
That's Britain's strongest high street representative.
It is.
Right.
Most nail bars are actually, that's the last vestige of the slave trade.
Yeah.
And vape shops, yes. I mean, what's that?
They're the new firework shops, aren't they? They just sort of pop up and
disappear. Yeah, they do, yeah. Or is your phone smashed?
Yeah.
Oh, no, there's those shops that I call stolen phone shops.
Yeah.
We can unlock them, no pin, no questions, no worries. I mean, you're sort of thinking, well, you know, this might be part of the problem.
MI5 can't even do that.
Perhaps the police should keep an eye on this place. Always room for another trophy in the Tottenham trophy cabinet. There's just always room for a trophy.
There's like loads of room. Yeah,
can,
yeah.
But you can avoid the phrase another.
Mm-hmm.
Along with what?
And trophy.
Yes.
That's right.
Yeah. And trophy. Yes, thank you, Kev.
James in Southampton says there's always room for another strip's worth of grass, worth of trimmings into the back of the lawnmower.
Absolutely
yeah.
right.
You will
Absolutely
keep going.
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely right. There's no, again, you've got to pack it down, but there's no That's real right. specific tipping point. Mm. Suns, what are you getting to there?
There's always room for one more in the car if someone is driving on a night out.
True.
Yeah, absolutely true. It's ridiculous. Lying across... Actually, we mustn't condone that, but...
That certainly, feels like it's something from the past.
Yes, yes, definitely.
Back in the day.
Yes, and still goes on now, but you've moved on from that past.
That's right.
Tell you what, this is absolute beauty. There is always room for another sausage on a Barbie.
That it's
that
true,
is
yeah.
absolutely
Even if you've eaten,
true.
You're like, yeah, go on.
Yeah, man. And yeah. also there's room inside always for another chicken wing and or sausage. But
you can
always have another wing. Unless one is big buffalo wings.
Yeah, they're different. Yeah,
I've
yeah.
never seen a flying buffalo.
Me neither.
Anyway.
They must be strong.
But there's always...
Heavy, those things.
Always, yeah, big. They're one of the big.
You see hear them
buffalo.
Flapping.
They have 100 of them down each side. It's like a...
like a caterpillar, but with wings.
Yeah, wings. Yeah. A winged buffalo. But yeah, there's always room for another sausage. Always, Gab, you're saying always room for more salt on your chips.
Oh, you can't oversalt chips.
No,
you can't.
Just speak to Mr. McDonald.
Exactly.
And he will tell you, he'll say he's made a business of it.
I like this one from Russell in Glasgow. There's always more room at a Scottish house party.
Absolutely right. Radio X. That was our podcast. Hey, wasn't that quote good?
Lovely.
Fantastic.
Oh, man.
Don't forget to hit the subscribe button now. You get the 4-7 thing downloaded straight to your device every Friday. If you want to get in touch, email johnny@radiox.co.uk. Thanks. Radio X.
Like amazing Aldi value for the bank holiday. 4 British chicken kofters and 6 British smoky pork hot dogs from only £2.99. Branded big pack beers from just £11.99. And Rossini premium lager just £1.49. Bank holiday? Bank account holiday, more like. Aldi, officially Which cheapest supermarket of the year.